Welcome to church. It's wonderful to see you.
欢迎大家来到教会。非常高兴能见到你们。
I know you're looking at the book of Acts this term.
知道我们这段时间我们是看使徒行传的。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8,
在使徒行传第八章第一节。
Jesus tells his followers, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
这里是应该是使徒行传第一章第八节啊，这里就讲到说我很高兴你们跟随我尤其是当圣灵来到我们中间的时候呢我愿意你们都能执着圣灵的力量到那个犹大各地撒玛利亚各地去传扬我的福音。
And we continue what Jesus asked his followers to do.
我们今天也是继续的去跟随主耶稣怎么样教导他的门徒去传福音。
So we are witnesses.
所以我们是见证人。
So how do you do it?
那我们怎么样去做呢？
Well, it's really important that we as Christians be faithful and clear as we talk to people about Jesus.
作为一个基督徒，当我们要向别人去传福音的时候呢，有一样是非常重要的事，就是我们要忠于，就是我们要很忠实的、很清楚的。把圣经怎么样教导我们的 去向他们讲出来。
And I find the evangelism explosion model very helpful.
有一个叫evangelism explosion, 中文就叫三元福音那个布道的那个模式是非常有用的。
And I hope this helps you and you can take it away and try it out this week.
我希望你这个是非常有用的，我希望你们能清楚的，并且在这个星期里面能用出来。
I want to encourage you, you have it in your head as you talk to your friends this week.
所以呢，希望这个星期有机会你们能用这一套，就很清楚的把这个福音告诉你的朋友。
Because this is a great way for people to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior.
因为这是一套非常有用，让我们的朋友都能接受主耶稣基督是我们的主，是我们的救主。
And it begins with two questions.
这一套的传福音的方法开始是有两个的问题。
Is this on the screen, Leo? Yeah. Two questions.
是两个问题。
Question one.
第一个问题。
Do you know for sure that that you are going to be with God in heaven someday?
这里所问到的第一个问题就是你是否肯定的你自己可以上天堂，有一天你可以上到天堂，就是说得永生。
It's a good question to ask your friends.
这个是问你的朋友的非常好的一个问题。
And two,
第二个问题。
If God asked you, why should I let you into my heaven?What would you say?
第二问题就是，假如神问你，我为什么要让你进入我的天堂，你会怎么样回答？
Well, I have really good news for you.
那今天我就有一个非常好的消息告诉你们。
The Bible tells us,
因为圣经告诉我们，
The Bible tells us that we can know that we are going to heaven.
因为圣经清楚地告诉我们，我们可以知道怎么样可以进入天堂。
So today, I want to share with you five things.
所以今天我要跟大家分享五个那个主题。
Five things that show why I know for sure I'm going to heaven and how you can know for sure too.
和大家分享五个重点，就是让大家都知道我为什么很清楚我自己能得到永生上天堂，而我也希望你们也清楚也知道。
Number one, grace.
第一点就是恩典。
Heaven is a free gift.
我们这样讲，永生或者是天堂是一份白白的、免费的、无价的礼物。
It's not something you work for or deserve.
并不是我们可以赚取、可以得来，或者是配得的，或者是可以争取得来的。
And the Bible says, For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So I want us to say this all together.
就如这里圣经所讲的，我们让我们一起来读啊，因为我们一起来读啊，一二三，因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
OK, can you remember that?
能记住吗？
Let me see. CM?
CM.
I need a volunteer.
我要有一个志愿的。
Tennis ball?I'll show you first in English what I want you to do, and then you can try in Chinese.
Okay. 看他们做什么。
For the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life.
牧师就是这样说，罪的工价乃是死。当他接到这个球的时候呢，就是说神已经饶恕我们的罪。听懂吗？罪的工价乃是死。当我们把球接到的时候呢，就是说神已经把我们的罪都饶恕了，赦免了。
That's grace. It's a gift.
这就是恩典，是一份的礼物。
Suppose my mum was to surprise me with an expensive gift.
比如说，我妈妈想让我得到一个惊喜。
And let's say my response is to dig into my pocket and give her a couple of dollars to help pay for the gift.
我妈妈让我得到一个惊喜的时候呢，她买了一份很贵重的礼物给我，但是我的反应是怎么了？就从我的口袋里面掏出了几块钱要付钱给他。
What an insult that would be.
这对母亲来讲应该可以说是一份很大的侮辱。
Gifts must be accepted freely.
因为那个送礼物的人他的心意就是要你白白的去接受，去接受。
If even $1 is paid, it's no longer a gift.
就算我们是付了一块钱，已经不再是一份的礼物。
It's the same with eternal life.
我们的永生也是一样的。
So what keeps us from getting this gift of eternal life?
那究竟是什么阻碍了我们去得到、去接受这份白白的礼物呢？
Number two,
第二点就是人。
We all sin and we cannot save ourselves.
Are we together?
In a second.We all sin and we cannot save ourselves.
因为世人都犯了罪，我们不能自救。
What is sin?
什么是罪？
Sin is anything we think.
就是每一个我们在脑海里面我们有的念头，我们的思想。
Say, do or don't do.That does not please God.
就是在我们的思想里面，我们所做的，我们所说的每一句话，假如不能得神喜悦，或者是不合乎神的标准，都是罪。
And the Bible says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23.
罗马书这里告诉我们，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Let's say together.
我们一起读啊，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Okay, I think you said what? You say that? Did they say it well?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
说得非常好啊。
I'm looking. Okay, well. Okay, imagine.
那我们假设啊。
Trying to be good enough to get into heaven.Would be like preparing an omelet.
假如我们想自己去赚取那个永生到天堂，就好像下面我们讲的炒鸡蛋的那个故事一样。
Like preparing an omelet. Now I've got three good eggs in here.
牧师要准备一份的炒鸡蛋，里面有三只好的鸡蛋。
But But I have one bad egg, one rotten egg.
但是有一只是坏的。
CM, if I make you an omelette, no, say that, with three good eggs, one bad egg, it's like,
假如我用三个好的鸡蛋，再加上一个坏的鸡蛋去做一份的炒鸡蛋。
Three good eggs, one bad egg. Would you want to eat it?
你愿不愿意去吃这个一份的炒鸡蛋呢？
Could I serve that for CM?
假如我把这个送给 CM, 他会不会接受呢？
He's scared.
他很害怕啊。
Even less, can we serve up our lives to God?
就是在我们的生命里面，神是怎么样看我们的生命呢？
We might have lots of good things in our life.
所以在神的眼中，我们的生命就是好像这个炒鸡蛋一样，我们做了很多好的事，是对的。
And yet they're mixed in with deeds that are rotten.
但是我们的生命里面也掺杂了一些不好的事，一些坏的事。
We cannot expect them to be acceptable to God.
这样我们不希望，我们可以肯定神是不会接受我们这种的生命的。
Much better. Thank you, CM. You're very kind. There must be a different way.
这里面肯定应该有一个方法。
God's way.
就是神的方法。
Number three.
第三个。
God.
神。
People have many different ideas of who God is, of what He's like.
其实呢，人对神的认识或者是理解呢，应该是很多方面的，都不同的，不一样的。
Some common misconceptions about God are that one,
但在里面呢，也有一些的误解，其中一个。
He's like a grandfather.
他好像一个祖父一样。
Who loves everyone and punishes no one.
他蛮有慈爱的，他不会惩罚我们的。
Emphasizing God's love, but ignoring any concept of justice.
这样的看法就是呢，把那个重点放在神的慈爱里面，而忽略了我们神是公义的一面。
The other misconception is God as a policeman.
另外一个的误解就是，我们把神看成了一个警察一样。
That God's just looking to catch us out doing something wrong.
神总是盯着我们，看看我们有没有做什么的错事。
And this exaggerates His justice, but ignores His love.
这样的就是把神的公义的重点放在公义里面，而忽略了神的慈爱。
God is actually the opposite.
但是跟上面所讲的，神是完全不一样的。
Jesus says, I have come life and that they may have it to the full.
耶稣说，我来是要你们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Actually, God is loving and He is just.
其实嘛，神他一方面是充满了爱的，但是呢，他也是公义的。
The Bible says, God is love.
因为圣经就告诉我们，神就是爱。
Let's say it together.
我们一同来读啊，神就是爱。
But the Bible also says He will by no means clear the guilty.
我们一起读第二点啊，是他万不以有罪的为无罪。
On the one hand, God loves us, doesn't want to punish us.
神在他的慈爱中，他爱我们，他不愿意惩罚我们。
But on the other hand, God is just and must punish sin.
但在他的公义中，神是必定要惩罚我们的。
So let me tell you a story.
那这里告诉大家个故事。
A few years ago, there was a man named Garcia.
有一个人，他的名字叫加西亚 Garcia.
He lived in a communist country.
他生活在一个共产国家。
He was the leader of a group of people trying to overthrow the dictator.
他是一群要想要推翻那个独裁政权的一群的人的领袖。
His group lived out in tents in the countryside.
他们这群人这是住在郊外的农村的帐幕里面。
And they were constantly on the move.
他们也常常的去搬家。
One night, Garcia's lieutenant came and told him someone had stolen the food.
有一个晚上，他的属下的他的其中的一个军官来告诉他说，有小偷把他们储存的粮食都偷了。
And Garcia was outraged because food was in such short supply.
加西亚非常愤怒，因为呢，他们其实粮食是非常短缺的。
He summoned everyone together.
他立刻就叫所有的人一同来到他面前。
He said, "From now on, anyone caught stealing food will be whipped."
他说，从今以后，假如谁偷我们的粮食而被抓到的，他们一定要受那个鞭打的惩罚。
The next day,
第二天
，the lieutenant came to Garcia and told him more food had been stolen.
军官又来告诉加西亚说，更多的粮食已经被偷去了。
But this time the thief had been caught.
但这一次那个小偷已经被抓了。
There was just one problem.
但是里面有一个问题。
The thief was Garcia's mother.
但是这个小偷就是加西亚的母亲。
What a predicament.
哇，真的令他陷入一个难题困境里面。
If Garcia whipped his mother, she was going to die.
他知道，假如他鞭打他的妈妈，他妈妈肯定会死的。
But he would lose his authority if he failed to carry out the sentence.
但是假如他不执行那个惩罚，他就失去了他的权威，他的那个公信的力。
Everyone came together to see what would happen.
每一个人都聚集在一起，看看这个案件会怎么样发生，怎么样演化。
Garcia read out the crime and delivered the punishment.
加西亚他读出了所犯的罪，并且做出了宣判。
He began to remove his own shirt.
然后他把他的上衣脱了。
He ordered his lieutenant to whip him.
他叫军官鞭打他，不去鞭打他的母亲。
He took the place of his mother.
因为他取代了他母亲，去接受这个惩罚。
In this way, Garcia's need for justice.Was satisfied at the same time as he proved his love for his mother.
他这样做呢，一方面他是履行了公义，但是另一方面也显出了他对母亲的爱。
And this is just how God chose to solve the situation with us.
这个也是神他选择了用这个方法来解决我们现在的难题。
We are in the position of Garcia's mother.
我们就等于是加西亚的母亲。
And God is like Garcia.
神就是加西亚。
He could neither stop loving nor deny his own justice.
神一方面不能不爱我们，但是另一方面他也不能违反他的公义。
Do you see the problem we're in?
所以我们看到这个难题吗？
God solved this problem by sending his son, Jesus.
但是神就借着他的神儿子耶稣基督把他差遣到我们中间，就问题就解决了。
Number four.
第四点
Jesus Christ.
就是基督。
Jesus is God. He came from heaven to earth.
耶稣是神，他从天来到我们中间。
He lived the perfect life I should have lived.
耶稣的一生是可以说完美无瑕的，这是神要求我们去过的一种的生活。
He died on the cross.
他死在十字架上。
He rose from the dead.
他从死复活。
To pay the penalty I should have received for my sin.
为我们的罪付了赎价。
To purchase a place in heaven for me.
也为我们准备在天堂一个的地方。
The Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life.
那我们现在一起读这个神爱世人一二三，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Let's imagine this book here in my right hand contains a detailed account of my life.
这本在我右手的书是一本记录了我一生的书。
Each page has the details of all my sins.
每一页都记录了我所犯的罪。
every word I have spoken.
包括了我所讲的每一句话。
Every thought.
我每一个念头。
Every wrong deed I have ever done.
我所做过的每一件的错的事。
Here's the problem of my sin.
这里就是我的罪成为了一个很大的那个难题。
You see, God loves me.
我们看到神爱我们。
But he hates my sin.
但是他非常恨恶我们的罪。
He must punish it.
他一定要惩罚我们。
My sin separates me from God.
所以我们的罪就把我们与神分开了，分隔了。
There are times when I've tried to take care of this problem.
有时候我自己真的很愿意去处理这种的难题。
I try to turn my life around.
我希望把我的生命重新来过，做好。
Turn over a new leaf.
就好像把那个书翻开新的一页一样。
But the problem's still there.
但是问题还在。
By my own efforts.
就是靠着我自己的努力。
I cannot make things right with God.
我是不可能与神和好的。
To solve this problem, he sent his son.
为了解决这个问题，神就差遣他的儿子。
Into the world.
来到世界。
And the scripture says, the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们一起读这第二段的经文啊。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
Now I can have the gift.
现在我可以得到神所赐的礼物。
So how do I get this gift of eternal life?
那我怎么样能得到这份永生的礼物呢？
By faith.
就是靠着我们的信心。
Number five, faith.
第五点，信心。六。
Saving faith.
得救的信心。
Is not just knowing about God.
不是单单知道有一位的神。
In your head,
不是我们的理性的，我们的头脑上面的认识。
Saving faith is not just temporary,
也不是得救的信心也不是短暂的。
Saving faith is trusting in Jesus Christ.
所谓得救的信心，就是完全的去把自己交托给神。
Alone for eternal life,
就是单单依靠神，去倚靠神，去得到永生。
The Bible says,
圣经说
Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.
我们一起读啊，当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
Imagine there's a little boy who lives on an island. Sorry.
假如有一个小孩，他住在一个海岛上。
And he wants to build a boat.
他要建造一艘船。
To go around the island.
就环绕这个小岛。
You like to, Adrian, you could do that, couldn't you?
Adrian, 你也可以做到的啊。
You like to build a boat?
要不要建造一艘船？
You get a hammer?
有没有锄子？
You get a saw?
有没有锯子？
Until the boat, the little boy built the boat until it was finished.
小孩就开始建造到完成。
And so then the little boy sailed out to sea.
他出海了。
And it was beautiful.
那天气非常好。
You could smell the salt.
可以闻到海水的盐的味道。
The fresh air in his hair.
清新的空气。
He had hair. he could hear the seagulls.
他能听到那个海沟。
But then the wind came up.
但突然有狂风来了。
A great storm came.
有一个大的风暴来了。
The lightning flashed.
闪电。
The thunder crashed.
打雷了。
And the boat began to sink.
船慢慢的向下沉。
All he could do was cling on to this piece of wood.
他唯一能做到的就是抓住一块的木头。
Which he knows will sink soon too.
他也清楚的知道这块的木头慢慢也会往下沉的。
Then out of the mist,
突然之间
out comes the lifeboat.
不知从哪来了一艘的救生船。
lifeboat, yeah. Toot toot.
啊，船来了。
toot toot toot.
啊，有那个笛声。
The captain at the helm called to the little boy.
船上的船长就向小孩大声的喊。
Ahoy there, little boy.
哎，那边的小孩。
Do you want help?
你需不需要帮忙呢？
But the little boy will not give up his piece of wood.
但那边的小孩他仍然是抓住他的木头 不愿意放弃。
Even though he's sinking,
虽然他是一直的慢慢往下沉。
He made it himself.
他希望他自己他这是他自己能做到的。
Once again, the captain calls out.
那个船长再向他做出那个呼喊。
Do you want me to help you?
问他你需不需要帮忙
Eventually he accepts the life savior and is drawn to safety.
最后他愿意接受这个拯救，所以呢他安全的到达了那个海岸。
And like that little boy, we have to make a choice.
和这个小孩一样，我们也要做出决定。
Are we going to trust in ourselves?
我们是要靠我们自己
in our good works,
靠我们自己的好行为
and our sin all mixed up together,
或者是我们有的那个罪
to get into heaven,
我们是不是靠着这一些来赚取到神那边赚取永生呢
or are we going to trust in Jesus?
还是我们要把我们自己交托信靠主耶稣
What he alone did for us on the cross.
是靠着他在十字架上为我们成就的一切。
Saving faith is placing our trust in Jesus Christ alone.
所谓得救的信心就是单单依靠耶稣基督。
That's how we get eternal life.
这样我们才能得到永生。
Does that make sense to you?
这样讲你们都能听得懂吗？明白吗？
Yeah.Few nods. Excellent.
非常好，你们都懂啊。
所以 you've taken your friend, you've explained to your friend five things.
你跟你们的朋友分享那个福音的时候，有五个重点。
Do you remember what they were?
还记得吗
？Grace,
恩典
，Man,
人
，God,
神
，Christ,
耶稣基督
，Faith,
信心。
So you ask your friend now, the next slide, thanks Leo, would you like to pray now to ask Jesus to forgive your sins and give you the gift of eternal life?
所以现在大家愿不愿意和我们一起的祷告？假如你跟你们的朋友分享了以后，你可以跟他们一起的祷告，就是我们接受神给我们的永生。
Are you ready to make a commitment?
你是不是已经要做出一个的决定？
This means you want to trust in Jesus.
这个就是说我们要完全的依靠耶稣基督。
Turn from your sins.
我们要远离罪恶。
Follow him.
跟随主耶稣。
You know, Jesus is alive today.
大家是不是都知道今天耶稣还是活着的？
The book of Acts.Teaches us.
使徒行传告诉我们。
And he has promised to come back again.
也耶稣基督自己也告诉了我们，他再要再回来我们中间的。
And by his Holy Spirit,
靠着他的圣灵
to come into the life of anyone who trusts in him today.
所有相信他的人都能得到耶稣进入我们的生命里面。
And so Jesus says in the Bible, Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in.
我们一起读第一节的经文啊。看啊，我站在门外靠门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去。
So if this is what you want,
这个是不是你要的，你寻找的？
You can pray with your friends.
你可以和你的朋友一起的祷告。
You can pray, I can pray.
你可以祷告，我也可以为你们祷告。
Repeat in your head after me.
在我祷告的时候，你们心里面也可以跟着我一起的念。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣,
forgive my sins,
饶恕我的罪,
come into my life,
进入我的生命里面,
as my Lord and Savior,
作为我的救主, 我的主。
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus says to you,
耶稣基督告诉我们,
he who believes has everlasting life.
我们一起读后面那段的经文啊，信的人有永生。
Now do you know for sure that you're going to be with God in heaven someday?
现在你是不是已经很清楚，很非常的肯定，你是可以进到神的国，与耶稣基督一同。
And if God asks you, why should I let you into my heaven?
假如今天神问你，为什么我要让你进入我的天堂里面？
Do you know what you would say?
你知道你要怎么样，你会怎么样的回答吗？
Welcome to the family of God.
神的家欢迎你们。
Amen.
Amen.